Ireland could owe more than €8 billion to the EU in fines by the end of this decade if it doesn't meet its climate targets, according to the latest review of the Climate Change Advisory Council set up by the state to help Ireland reach targets to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030 compared to 2018 as part of an EU and global plan to try and limit global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius and avoid or at least slow down the more devastating consequences of overheating. Mary Donnelly is chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Good morning again, Mary Donnelly. Is Ireland on target to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030?
Good morning, Gavin. Unfortunately, we're not on target. Last year, we did make good progress and we've moved closer to achieving our first carbon budget up to 2025. But without significant progress, we will not achieve our target by 2030. And that's where the fines come in.
How far off target are we?
We need significant progress in the area, for example, of transport, which has been quite stubborn in terms of the emission levels. We had a dip, of course, during COVID. It has rebounded and it is remaining stubbornly high in terms of our emissions. So that's a really important target area. Without significant progress across all of the sectors, we're not going to be able to make our target by 2030. And that will lead us to fines in excess of €8 billion.
Yes, but that's 6 years away. Is that enough time to catch up?
If we take the measures and we move fast enough. So the primary target we're focusing on right now is the reduction and ultimate elimination of fossil fuels. Fossil fuels, you know, they represent 68% of our emissions. So it's a really big area that we can make a dent in terms of our emissions. They also cost us a lot of money. We spend on average €1 million an hour on imported fossil fuels. And as we all know, the price of fossil fuels, we can't control it. When we had the Ukraine situation, the price shot up overnight. And of course, it costs us a lot of money. It's really damaging for people's budgets. So both from the climate perspective, but also from our own pockets perspective, we need to reduce and ultimately eliminate fossil fuels from our system. And that's primarily in the transport area and also, of course, in the heating space.
And the alternative to fossil fuels being renewable energy. In a statement given to us by the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, they say that regional renewable electricity targets for solar and onshore wind have been included in the first draft revision of the National Planning Framework, and they say that the Climate Action Plan for this year reaffirms Ireland's ambitious targets of 9 gigawatts of onshore wind capacity, 8 gigawatts of solar capacity and at least 5 gigawatts of offshore wind capacity to meet the requirement of 80% of electricity demand supplied by renewables. So at least when it comes to the electricity, the government says that it is on target to meet its renewable energy targets, for example.
But for example, this National Planning Framework, the new one, and we have obviously supported the development of that, it hasn't been finalised yet. And we do know that it's important for this government to finalise that before, for example, any new election might take place. So it's really important that the National Planning Framework is finalised pretty much now, because some of the provisions in that are fundamental to achieving these objectives of using our own natural resources for renewable electricity, which allows us to reduce the fossil fuels. So it all comes together, but it's important that each of the pieces that are there are put in place, and certainly finalisation of the National Planning Framework is an important step in that respect.
What else would you like to see done now?
The main issue that we're looking for is fossil fuel reduction. We do have a concern, for example, with regard to the retrofit program that's in place. It's very good. It's been very successful. But we do feel that there is a targeted action necessary in two areas. One is for older people who have maybe a house, they've been in there for 30 or 40 years. It's a bit challenging for them. We need special measures to support older people to retrofit their houses so as to have a warm house for the winter. But also we're calling for much greater action in terms of bringing derelict and vacant properties back into the system so as to maintain the embodied carbon in those buildings, but also revitalise many of the city centres and town centres in the country.
Mary Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, thank you for speaking with us.